Always home for old school. Old school 100.3 Soulful Sunday. Deanna Williams, Derek Sampson. D, you know we love sugar. But guess what? Sugar don't love us because it can really bring you some serious health issues.
Well,
especially diabetes, which is affecting our community so hard. Yeah. So I would like to welcome
Anne Meredith is the regional executive director of the American Diabetes Association. And Derek, as you just said, it is a severe problem, not just in the African-American community, but with millions of Americans.
Yeah.
Anne, you can attest to that.
Unfortunately, I can. Right now, the over 30 million Americans have diabetes. And Philadelphia, sadly, has among the highest rates of the country at 16%, and another 30% are pre-diabetic. So we're looking at a regional population where 40% have either diabetes or pre-diabetes.
Wow, that's pretty serious.
An epidemic with a capital E.
Yes, it is. Those numbers are alarming. I'd never heard those numbers before.
I think what I find the most alarming is that of all the babies born in Philadelphia hospitals today, half of them will have diabetes by the age of 50 if we don't do something.
Whoa. Now that is serious.
Half.
All right, Anne, in an effort to bring more awareness to the severe crisis, as you just described, the epidemic, tell us about the diabetes walk run on November 1st in Philadelphia and the concert that will follow.
We are hosting the largest walk for diabetes on the first day of Diabetes Awareness Month down at the Art Museum. It's a two-mile walk. It starts at 9:30. We're being kicked off with Esipetha Merkson and some other celebrities who are going to be appearing to talk about the impact of diabetes and inspire all of our walkers. And then folks are going to, it's going to walk along the beautiful Martin Luther King Drive and then return at 11 o'clock for a Philly's Freedom from Diabetes concert headlined by Patti LaBelle. And we expect to have up to 10,000 people there. And we're going to have a text to give campaign. And anybody who goes on our website and raises money either as a walker or just as a virtual walker, but fundraisers and reaches a certain dollar amount, they will get VIP seating at the concert. We have 1,000 VIP seats. And we're very excited to do this for the first time. It's the first benefit concert in America for diabetes. And I say it's a disease whose time has certainly come.
Yeah.
And the thing to mention as well, Anne and Derek, is that Patti LaBelle herself is a diabetic and has a family history of diabetes. So I'm thrilled to hear that Philadelphia's reigning queen and one of the best singers on planet Earth is using her celebrity and her voice to bring more attention to a disease that she herself suffers from. If people are interested in getting information on how they can register or donate and support the American Diabetes Association, let us know how.
People can go to our website, www.diabetes.org/stepoutphilly, and all of the information is there. And people can certainly call us at 1-800-DIABETES and get more information.
And again, as you mentioned, children, the babies, half of the babies born today, I mean, childhood obesity is also a big problem, but it's diabetes is an effect, is one of the ramifications of obesity.
It sure is. And the rise of childhood type 2 diabetes is very, very alarming. And the diabetes very much disproportionately impacts minority communities. There's a significant increased risk factor that is not genetic, but it's very much environmental with respect to type 2 diabetes. And it's caused by the availability of healthy food, the price of healthy food, lifestyle choices, a lack of exercise, which is why the walk is so important for us. It's also a program. You know, walking is something anybody can do. And people can do it as a family. Single moms can do it, you know, in a safe way with their children in the early evening. So it's really something that we hope that people can connect to and maybe make this the start of a new lifestyle, a new behavior change.
Yes,
and of
I agree.
There are a lot of systemic things that have to do with that, as I said, like the problem with our food deserts in the city. So we work on many, many fronts. The walk is one front, but we're also involved in advocacy, and we have lots of programs that are available to read more about on our website to help people prevent diabetes, manage their diabetes, and of course, we want to ultimately cure diabetes, which is where the money from the walk goes to.
And the website again, Anne?
www.diabetes.org/stepoutphilly.
Got it. And we want to thank Kirk Dorn and also Anzio Williams from NBC 10 for bringing this to our attention. It is a severe problem in our community. We want you guys to support Anne Meredith, the regional executive director of the American Diabetes Association, November 1st in Philadelphia, starting at 9:30 a.m., the Diabetes Run Walk. Don't miss it. Support it. Anne, thank you so much for joining us on
Old
School.
Thank you so much for having me.
100.3, our pleasure. All right.